The Grand Master stretched out a slow hand at last, and the thin-faced Furl was roused to open speech. Your veneration, the gold is from a poisoned source. And Ponyitz countered, A rose can grow from the mud, your veneration. In your dealings with your neighbors, you buy material of all imaginable variety, without inquiring as to where they get it, whether from an orthodox machine blessed by your benign ancestors, or from some space-spawned outrage. Come, I don't offer the machine, I offer the gold. Your veneration, said Furl. You are not responsible for the sins of foreigners who work neither with your consent nor knowledge. But to accept this strange pseudo-gold made sinfully from iron in your presence and with your consent is an affront to the living spirits of our holy ancestors.
Yet gold is gold, said the Grand Master doubtfully, and is but an exchange for the heathen person of a convicted felon. Furl, you are too critical. But he withdrew his hand. Ponyitz said, You are wisdom itself, your veneration. Consider. To give up a heathen is to lose nothing for your ancestors, whereas with the gold you get in exchange, you can ornament the shrines of their holy spirits. And surely, were gold evil in itself, if such a thing could be, the evil would depart of necessity once the metal were put to such pious use.
Now, by the bones of my grandfather, said the Grand Master with surprising vehemence. His lips separated in a shrill laugh. Furl, what do you say of this young man? The statement is valid. It is as valid as the words of my ancestors. Furl said gloomily, So it would seem. Grant that the validity does not turn out to be a device of the malignant spirit.
I'll make it even better, said Ponyitz suddenly. Hold the gold in hostage. Place it on the altars of your ancestors as an offering and hold me for 30 days. If at the end of that time there is no evidence of displeasure, if no disasters occur, surely it would be proof that the offering was accepted. What more can be offered? And when the Grand Master rose to his feet to search out disapproval, not a man in the council failed to signal his agreement. Even Furl chewed the ragged end of his mustache and nodded curtly. Ponyitz smiled and meditated on the uses of a religious education.